This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Charles Dickens would appreciate this.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, a good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Goldman Sachs announced this morning its third quarter profits more than tripled from a year ago. But across town, Citigroup struggled to squeak out a $100 million profit before other big accounting charges. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports it is the best of times and the worst of times on Wall Street.
Call it the tale of two banks. Profits this quarter at Goldman Sachs topped $3 billion, and the bank set aside another $5 billion for bonuses.
Goldman Sachs has the kind of problem that a lot of companies would want. It's making too much money.
Edward Haddis is an editor at the financial opinion site Breaking Views. Peter Hahn at the Cass Business School in London says Goldman's stellar performance isn't a surprise.
Since the market turned around earlier this year, it's gone in one direction. So investment banks that were able to put money on the line, take risks, have been able to make a profit.
But if your banking business is heavily exposed to the consumer economy, you've taken a beating.
Citigroup had a major operation in consumer finance, and they're going to have the most difficulty paying.
Citi had to write off almost $8 billion in loans last quarter. And Hahn warns rising unemployment will continue to take a toll on consumers' ability to pay. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
This morning, Wall Street seems aware of the risks. The S&P 500 is down 0.25%, the NASDAQ is off almost 0.5%, and the Dow is down 17 points, under 10,000 now. It's at 9,998. European markets closed down slightly, while Asian markets were higher today. The private firm Realty Track said this morning mortgage foreclosure filings are on pace to hit about 3.5 million this year, but they did fall a little in September. Joining us live is Karen Shaw-Petru, banking analyst with Federal Financial Analytics. Good morning.
Morning.
Are we coming to the end of the foreclosure problem?
I wish we were, but I don't think we are.
Why do you say that?
Well, because we've got unemployment kicking up. Until we see employment rising as opposed to unemployment rising, people will lose their jobs, and when they lose their jobs, they can't pay their mortgage.
Karen, I've heard it said that there is pent-up foreclosures looming over us and that it would be better for the housing market if they went through now. Do you agree with that?
I think it's important to distinguish between preventable foreclosures, borrowers who got into subprime, sometimes predatory loans, confusing loans, who could make their payments if the loan terms were more reasonable. We should not be foreclosing on those borrowers.
So then what is the best way to deal with this foreclosure monster?
We need to understand which loans are which can be modified, help those borrowers, which can't, and then quick action on loans that can't be saved is best to improve the financial system.
Karen Shaw-Petru is a banking analyst with Federal Financial Analytics, and she's been talking with us live. Good to talk with you again, Karen.
Thank you.
The largest brewer in the world, Anheuser-Busch InBev, signed a deal this morning to sell a slew of its East European breweries. It's the company's latest sell-off since InBev and Anheuser-Busch merged last year. Here's Marketplace's Europe correspondent, Stephen Beard.
The company has just sold breweries in 9 countries, including the Czech Republic and Hungary. The deal is designed to help pay off a $50 billion debt. InBev of Belgium borrowed heavily to buy Anheuser-Busch of the U.S. So far, the merged group has raised around $9 billion selling off assets. Analysts say the new company seems to be doing well. But Chris Mercer, who's with JustDrinks.com, says there could still be job losses in America.
If you look at the North American market, Beer sales have been struggling for quite some time. The volumes aren't really going in the right direction, and I think they'll probably look to cut some costs in mature markets like the US.
The stock market liked the latest moves. Anheuser-Busch shares moved higher in early trading. Over the past year, they've doubled in value. In London, this is Stephen Beard for MarketPlace.
MarketPlace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
The Postal Service is coming out today with its carbon footprint. It's part of a plan to make the agency more energy efficient and more efficient with its cash. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jennifer Collins reports.
The Post Office wants to be a little kinder to the planet.
The Postal Service is the first and only federal agency to voluntarily and publicly report its greenhouse gas emissions.
Sam Pulcrano is in charge of sustainability at the agency. The Postal Service's tax on the earth? About 11 million tons of CO2 a year. That's roughly the greenhouse gas emissions of 550,000 Americans. Think the population of Las Vegas. Pulcrano says the agency wants to shrink that footprint. It'll take vehicles off the road and conduct energy audits, and that will help the post office save money. It ended the last fiscal year more than $7 billion in the red.
Therefore, anything we can do to reduce our cost is essential.
The agency also plans to trim its electricity use 30% in the next 5 years. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, the Catholic League is denouncing HBO and comedian Sarah Silverman for a video the channel aired in which Silverman calls on Pope Benedict to sell the Vatican and use the money to feed the world.
You preach to live humbly, and I totally agree. So now maybe it's time for you to move out of your house that is a city. On an ego level alone, you will be the biggest hero in the history of ever.
The Catholic League responded that the church feeds more of the poor than any private institution on the planet. The Vatican has valued its real estate at about $900 million, not including what it calls the priceless Sistine Chapel and St. Peter's Basilica. The United Nations says poor countries need $44 billion a year in food aid. This is Marketplace Morning Report. The Dow is off 20 points. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.